Bienvenidos a un capítulo más de International Talk Time with American School Way. Y el día de hoy nuevamente nos acompaña un invitado desde los Estados Unidos. Y aquí, como siempre, van algunos apuntes para que ustedes puedan prestarle mucha más atención al capítulo y al final del mismo mirar qué tan bueno estuvo su inglés. Nuestro embajador nos va a estar hablando de su primera vez en Colombia y cuán difícil es hablar español. ¿Qué creen ustedes? ¿El español es difícil? ¿Cuántos idiomas habla nuestro embajador? ¿Cómo los aprendió? ¿Cuál es la mejor estrategia? ¿Cómo le ha ido aprendiendo español? ¿Qué estrategias existen, según nuestro embajador, para aprender inglés? ¿Cuáles son las claves de nuestro embajador para aprender inglés? ¿Cuáles son las estrategias? ¿Cuáles son los puntos que debemos reconocer? Y al final de todo este ejercicio, ¿qué debemos aprender de nuestros errores? Bienvenidos. Welcome to International Talk Time with American School Way. Remember, since this moment, this is going to be all in English. Enjoy it.
Hi, and welcome to the American School Way podcast. Today we have an awesome guest from the United States. So, well, let's see. Hi, Francesca. How are you?
Hi, Chinalil. I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. Well, so today we have a conversation about the very first day, your first impression here. What was your first impression here in Colombia?
My first impression was with Colombia that it would be easy to learn Spanish, similar to French pronunciation, but unfortunately, I was wrong. All my Colombian friends said, oh, it's so easy to speak Spanish because every letter is pronounced how it is. But I still found it difficult. So even after a year and a half being in Colombia, I still have problems, but I'm persevering and trying to pronounce the language correctly.
So for how long have you been here?
I've been here for a little over a year and a half.
Okay. And how's your Spanish so far?
Unfortunately, alas, I feel that it's A1, but I'm still trying when I'm not at work to perfect it and replicate the pronunciation as close as possible to a native speaker.
True. So you said you speak French, right?
Yes.
So you're fluent in French.
Yes.
What was the most difficult part for you to learn French?
It was basically learning certain words that have a Greek origin, like psychologie in French, but with the prefix P-S-Y in French is very hard. Yes.
Yes. Well, for me, my perspective and my experience, the most difficult part for me was this telling, you know, all these rules when it comes to writing.
Yes.
I take into account the accents.
Yes, the accent gom and the accent like you. Yes. And the circumflex. Yes.
Of course. It was a nightmare. But, well, now I speak kind of fluently.
How did you overcome the nightmare and have it be paradise?
Well, by practicing with people, because I have this, perspective or this misconception that I had to practice by myself, but I need someone to practice with, right?
Yes.
And then I started like practicing all these rules, and I started writing a lot. So that's the only way to overcome those fears.
Yes, I agree. The only way to overcome those fears is have someone to practice with on a day-to-day basis, and then everything could be easier.
True.
Yes.
So apart from French, do you speak any other language?
German. Yes.
Jeez, that's hard. Well, was it hard? I remember when I was 12 years old. I started in this world of knowing German, and the vocabulary was hard for me to. How do you deal with that with the vocabulary? Because there are a lot of letters and only one word.
Well, I love learning new words and new languages. So I would just make it a game or a challenge to make it easier and to have certain mnemonic devices and do podcasts and speak with people. And in my opinion, German grammar is easier than English grammar.
That's true.
Yes. And if people are learning English, it might be easier for them to learn German because the grammar is so cut and dry. So I like it.
Not in any other language or just...
Italian.
Italian.
Yes.
Oh, you speak a lot of language. That's nice.
Yes.
Well, so how was this process? I mean, for how long have you learned these languages?
I learned French in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then Italian and German at university.
Okay.
Yes.
Difficult at the beginning.
Oh. Yes. And then my grandparents were Italian, so it was helpful because my father spoke fluent German, Italian, Spanish, and medical Spanish, and English and French without an accent. So he was lucky.
Well, most of people here in Colombia think that the most important part when it comes to learning a language, in this case, like English, is to be like in love, like attached to the books and all this mm-hmm. stuff. And obviously, in our experience, you know, we know that it's false, right?
Right.
The key to success is exposure.
Yes, exactly. And speaking. True. And speaking. And speaking and also reading, writing, watching movies, singing songs. But yes, exposure is the key. And immersion is the key.
Exactly. What was your strategy to learn French easily?
My strategy was to listen to the news and watch French films and to read as much as possible. And then if I didn't know a word, to write it down and then to just practice. So those were some of my strategies.
Right. Now, here we have a lot of students who struggle a lot with English. And this is like the same process to know a new language. What would be your recommendation to students?
I would recommend to see what they like the most or how do they learn. Do they learn by auditory? Do they learn visually? Are they a combination? And then to tailor to that. For example, if they learn better by listening, they could listen to music. They could watch music videos with subtitles. They could listen to podcasts. They could also listen to also news reports, yes, and they could read, but to always never be afraid to make a mistake because that's how we learn, and to speak as much as possible, and if they have a question, just ask because it's part of the learning process. So that would be my advice.
True. Something that happens here in Colombia is that most of people are afraid of making mistakes. And they think according to their education, they think that they can't fail. And that's the most beautiful thing about learning something, to make mistakes.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Because it's a learning experience. It doesn't show a flaw or anything. It's we all make mistakes, and that's how I improve and become better at what we want to learn. For example, English.
Exactly.
Yes.
So as you can see, it's never too late. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And thank you so much for watching this American School Way podcast. And Francesca, let me know if you have some recommendations for students.
Well, if you'd like, I work at American Schoolways Tunal branch. So if you'd like, please come over and come and see me. And I'm more than happy to show you how you can learn English.
Right. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice one.
Have a great one. See you around.